or numbness or difficulty in chewing or speaking. If you notice any of these signs, be sure to see your dentist or physician. For the ADA Dental Minute, I'm Dr. Maria Lopez-Howell. For more information, visit our website at ada.org.
It's volleyball time. Proudly hosted this year in Central Nebraska. We're able to bring you state volleyball games thanks to the support of the fine sponsors of this broadcast. Let's take you to the gym for state volleyball action here on the stations of Platte River Radio.
And a good evening, everyone. Welcome to Hastings High as we get ready for Class C2 action. Hastings St. Cecilia taking on St. Pat's of North Platte. Number 2 against a number 7 seed. Hastings St. Cecilia seeded number 2, 25-7 on the year. North Platte St. Pat's 24-7. And both these teams have not faced each other, of course, throughout the regular season. So it's kind of the first time that they've seen each other. Hastings St. Cecilia went through the C29 sub-district. They defeated Sutton 3-0, and then had to play Blue Hill. They beat them in 3-1 to get into the finals. And then in the C211, that was North Platte St. Pat's. They defeated Elm Creek in 3 straight. Southwest won 3 straight. North Platte St. Pat's defeated Southwest in 3 straight. It was Hastings St. Cecilia defeating Wood River 3-1 to get into the state tournament. North Platte St. Pat's had a tougher road. They took on Perkins County and defeated them in 3-2 to get into this state tournament. So should be a great match. We've had some great matches. We'll go throughout the entire brackets here and tell you where we're at, and we'll do that after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on AM 1230 KHAS.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High. Let's talk about what's happened so far today in Class A. Lincoln Northeast defeated Grand Island. That was a big upset as Lincoln Northeast advances on to the semifinals tomorrow morning at the Heartland Event Center. They'll face Omaha Burke. Omaha Burke had to go 5 to beat Bellevue East. And so those two teams face off tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And in Class B, it was Elkhorn South defeating Gehring in 3 straight. And Lincoln Pius Attempt defeated Beatrice in 3 straight. And they'll face off tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Heartland Event Center in their semifinal in Class B. In Class C1, it was Kearney Catholic sweeping Norfolk Catholic in 3, and Grand Island CC defeating Concordia in 3, setting up that rematch. Kearney Catholic's only 2 losses on the season coming to Grand Island CC. Should be a great match. That's tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. In Class C2, it was Lutheran High. They swept Elmwood Murdoch in 3. Twin Rivers, in the match before this one here, they went 4. They defeated UTAN 3-1. In Class D1, Guardian Angels defeated Cedar Valley in 3 straight, and Humphrey defeated Hitchcock County in 3 straight. And they'll face off at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Grand Island Senior High. And in Class D2, it was Howells over Hampton. It took 5 sets. For Howells, the number 1 seed, to get past the number 8 seeded Hampton team, and they finally take that over. And then Brady, they faced Why Not, and it took them 4 sets to defeat Wynot. So Howells and Brady will play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for the first semifinals in D2. So tonight, the other semifinals, the other half of the semifinals will be set here, and we'll go over them, of course, as the evening goes on. We'll go through the starters for you real quick, but right after this 60-second timeout on AM 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High. This volleyball match also brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air in Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. That's Midwest Heating and Air in Grand Island. Glad to be able to bring you state volleyball action this evening from Hastings High. Let's take a look at the Hawkettes, 25-7, Hastings St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger, a 5'7 freshman to center. She had 737 assists on the year. Molly Schutte, she's a 5'5 senior. And then Erica Kitten, a 5'9 junior. Courtney McCauley, the 5'7 junior, the outside hitter. And then Caitlin Ernst, a 5'9 senior middle hitter. And Morgan Nicola, the outside hitter, 5'9 sophomore. And then either Olivia Thomas, the 6-foot junior right hitter, will be starting, or it will be Molly Schutte, as we talked about. The libero is Libby Kissinger, the 5'5 senior. And she will go in. We'll just, like I said, see how things shake out as who gets the first serve. As the head coach, Alan Van Kura, assisted by Rob Kober and Hillary Emery. This is their 17th appearance in the state tournament. They were here in 2005. They won state championships in Class C in 1982 and 1983 in C1, 87 in C2, 89 in C2, and 90 in C2. They are the runner-ups in C2 in 1986 and in 1988. For the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, their record 24-7, and they will go like this. Carrie Slattery, 5'3 junior, she's their center. And then Shelby Alberry, 5'11 junior. Jenna Torres, a 5'7 junior. Candace Shelton, the 5'7 senior. Brittany Lawrence, 6'3 sophomore. Samantha Byrne, the 5'8 junior. Their libero is Shelby McClellan, a 5'6 senior. And we'll probably see Braylon Sainer, 5'7 sophomore, check in. Shelly Byrne is the head coach. Rhonda Lewis and Pam Wood, the assistants. They are in their 8th appearance at the state tournament. They were here 2 years ago in 2009. They were the runner-ups back in 1976. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes' losses on the year, of course, they lost to GICC the first match of the year in two straight. They lost to Kearney Catholic in two straight, Fillmore Central in two straight, Minden in two straight. Minden, of course, also in the state tournament. And then they went on a long run of wins until they ran into GICC again and lost to them in two. They lost to Lincoln Lutheran, who's already, they were 1-2. They lost 1-2 in that one. They lost to Columbus SCOTUS, who's in the tournament. And then they've won their last five to get into this tournament. For St. Pat's, they lost to Perkins County their first match of the year. Then they lost to Hershey, Kearney Catholic, and Sutherland, three straight. Southwest, they were beaten. And then Southwest again beaten. For Tran, they were defeated before their sub-district run, and they've won six straight coming into this one, including a 3-2 win over Perkins County in the district final. So it should be a tremendous volleyball game. Good crowd on hand here at Hastings High, and we'll have the start of this one in just a few moments. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this on AM 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High. The starters being introduced here to the crowd, and we're just about ready for the first serve. Here's what's going on tonight. Class A, Millard West against the number one Papillion La Vista South, and then Lincoln Southwest against Omaha Marion. Class B, Gretna and Omaha Scutt, Omaha Gross and Northwest. Class C1, Columbus Scotus and Ashland Greenwood, Minden and Ogallala. And we'll come back after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on AM 1230, KHAS.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better. 1230 KHAS.
Our national anthem. We're all set to go for tonight's session here in Class C2. This game will be followed by Ord and Hardington CC, Class D1. It'll be Bruning, Davenport, Shickley against Sutherland, Exeter Milligan against Windside, and then in D2 tonight, Stewart against Layton and Giltner against Bertrand. So there's your matches for this evening, which will set up the rest of the semifinals for tomorrow, which will be mostly at Heartland Events Center for classes A, B, and C, and then at Grand Island Senior High for C2, D1, and D2. Irish will be on the right side of the floor as we look at the action here, and over on the left side will be the Hawkettes. The Hawkettes in their blue uniforms and white numbers, and the Irish in their white with the green trim for their uniforms as they meet at the center of the net. We're about ready to go for the second session of the 2011 State Volleyball Tournament here on AM 1230 KHAS. Glad you could join us here this evening for this matchup between the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, 25-7, and the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, 24-7. All right, first serve will be going to the Hawkettes, and back deep will be Hamburger. The libero checks in for the Irish, and that is Shelby McClellan. And the libero is going to check in also for Hastings St. Cecilia. That will be Libby Kissinger, as soon as we have our lineups all set. There's a long look over there as to why. Okay, now the libero's in as Erica Kitten sits down for the Hawkettes. So we're set to go. Hamburger's serve. The 5'7 freshman getting ready to start things off here at Hastings High. Jump serve coming our way. Taken in the middle by the libero, McClellan. Set up near side. Here's the shot put over by Lawrence. Dug out nicely by the Hawkettes. Middle hit completely over by Ernst. Irish on the attack. Shot partially tipped the net. Dug out by the libero, Kissinger. Set up for the Hawkettes. Nice hit over the near side by Thomas. And then return right back quickly over on the far side by Ernst as the Irish dunk it right back over, but not not quick enough. Jump serve over now by the Hawkettes. It's an ace serve as it's hit out wide by Byrne, and it's 2-0. Hastings St. Cecilia jumps out to a quick 2-0 lead here. Here's the third jump serve. Dug out back row by McClellan, set up by Lawrence, and freeballed over by Torres. Hawkettes on the attack, over the middle. Ernst puts it down, right down in the middle. Caitlin Ernst with the hit, and it's 3-0. The Hawkettes on top. Starting out fast, Hastings St. Cecilia is here in set number one. Here comes the jump serve by Hamburger again. Near side, taken by Shelton. Dumped up, here's Lawrence. A nice big kill, but dug out nicely in the back row by the Hawkettes. Pass over the far side, cross-court hit by McCauley. Courtney McCauley, the 5'7 junior, makes it 4-0 now, the Hawkettes. What a nice start by St. Cecilia. Here comes the jump serve again by Hamburger. Middle row taken by McClellan, the libero. Set up again for Lawrence. This time she got it through the blockers. Ernst was there along with Thomas, but they couldn't dig it up, and it's side out 4-1. Serving is the Irish, and Slattery gets the serve. Near corner, straight up, and the libero Kissinger passes it up. It'll be freeballed over by Thomas. Now the Irish on the attack. Near side, Torres across court, puts it down, and it's 4-2 now. The Hawkettes with the lead, but the Irish with the point. Slattery, the 5'3 junior, carries Slattery for the Irish. Back to serve again. Soft serve over near side. It's going to be an ace serve. Courtney McCauley could not bring it up, and it's 4-3 just like that. The Irish looking to tie things up here. Slattery again at the service line. Her serve is going to be deep corner. Passed up to Hamburger, and now here's Ernst. It's through the blockers, dug out by the Irish. Torres will free ball it over. Back row, pass by the Hawkettes, set up. Here's Ernst over the middle, dug out back row, but they can't get to it. Slattery was able to dig it up, but it went sideways, and it's point Hawkettes, 5-3, St. Cecilia. And back to serve now is McCauley, the 5'7 junior. Serves it over, back row taken by McClellan. Five to four, St. Cecilia on top. Close here. We start the first set out. Torres serve clear in the back corner, pushed up by Nicola. Set up for her, and she puts it over. Now Slattery sets it up for the Irish. Lawrence again, another kill. Two in a row for Lawrence, Brittany Lawrence, and it's tied at five. So just like that, the Irish have come back and tied it up. And Torres back to serve again. Soft serve, almost an ace, dugout, set up. Here's Ernst, sparsely blocked, and then on the floor as Brittany Lawrence got a piece of it, but nobody else could help her out. A break for the Hawkettes, 6-5. They retake the lead, and back to serve is Caitlin Ernst, the 5'9 senior. Caitlin serves it over, and it is long. Tied at six. Here in game one, best of five. As now Lawrence back to serve. Set up by Hamburger. Pushed over by Nicola. Set up. The Irish on the attack. Free balled over. Back row pass to Hamburger. She sets it up. Put over by Kitten. Dug out back row by the Irish. They'll just free ball it right back. Hamburger again. Near side. Ernst this time. Cross court. Dug out back row. Back over to Kissinger. Set up again. This time it is Nicola. And that time blocked and goes out. Nice hit by Morgan, and the 5'9 sophomore gets the kill and makes it 7-6. St. Cecilia has retaken the lead. Back and forth here in game one. It has been close as a nice start by St. Cecilia, but the Irish tied it right back up. Set up far side, shot put over cross court there by Alberry. Now the Hawkettes on the attack, and they're going to free ball it over. McClellan, far side, Shelton, and then bumped over by Byrne. Here come the Hawkettes on the attack. The set partially put over by Kitten, but the Irish will just set it right back over. So Kitten now free balls it up for Nicola. She puts it over, and it's touched in the back row by Sater. And after Sater got her fingertips on it, it went streaming to the back, and nobody could get to it. 8-6, St. Cecilia up by two now. As back to serve is Molly Schutte, the 5'5 senior. right in the middle. Set up by Slattery. Hit and down by Samantha Byrne, the 5'8 junior. And it's 8-7. The Irish are hanging in here as the Hawkettes trying to get a little breathing room here in game one. Service back row taken by Kissinger. Set up by Hamburger, and in the net, Nicola. Tried to power it over, got caught in the net, and it's 8-8 as, again, the Irish have come and tied it up. Here's the serve by Shelton for the Irish. Back row taken by Kissinger. Hamburger sets it up. Nicola blocked at the net by Alberry. Set up, shot put over, back row. Kitten now dug out, free balled over by the Irish.
Buy two, get two free.
So now it's 9-8. Here is Shelton again with the serve. She's had a good run. Kissinger set up. Back row, Nicola. Partially tipped to the net. Slattery sets it up for the Irish. It's in the net that time by Shelby Alberry, and that's a break for the Hawkettes, and it's 9-9 here in game one. This one has been tight after the St. Cecilia Hawkettes got a early lead, and then Irish have tied it up, and it's been close ever since. Slattery for the Irish. Here is a shot put across court by Byrne, dug out nicely by Hastings St. Cecilia, but they can't do anything with it. Slattery sets it up. Byrne this time nicely blocked at the net by Hamburger and Kitten. Erica Kitten with the block, and it's 10-9 St. Cecilia. And now back to serve is Nicola. Morgan's a 5'9 sophomore. Waiting for a little bit here. We're fixing the pole here on the near side. And the net pole is got smacked that time. Had to be adjusted back and put back in order, and it has been. So Nicola getting ready to serve. She serves it over deep, taken in the back row. Slattery sets it up. Far side shot put across. Nice dig out in the back row by Schutte. Free balled up. Middle row shot blocked at the net by Samantha Byrne for the Irish. And the Hawkettes could not get it out of the net. We're tied again at 10 here in game number one. Class C2 quarterfinal. And Alberry with the serve. It's in the net. They can't dig it out. And it's 11-10. An ace serve for the Irish. And they've retaken the lead again. Alberry back to serve again. Taken in the back row, just dug up, set up, blocked at the net. Kitten has it. Hamburger sets it up. Kitten blocked again, dug out, free balled over, but wide. McCauley and Kitten having trouble at the net for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Is every time they dink it back, it comes right back at them. It's 12-10, the Irish. And there's an ace serve. Hard serve by Alberry. Schutte got a fist on it. Timeout called by St. Cecilia. 13-10 in favor of the Irish. We're back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. 1230 KHAS.
Alberry getting ready to serve again for the Irish at North Platte St. Pat's. She's put them on a run right now, and they're leading at 13-10 here in game one of this Class C2 quarterfinal. Winner plays order Hardington CC tomorrow evening, and a serve in the net, so a good timeout by Coach Van Kira puts a stop to that run, and it makes it 13-11. 11 serving 13. Back to serve is Kissinger, the libero for St. Cecilia. Slattery at the net, straight up, kind of a jump ball, and they're going to call a lift on Torres for the Irish. That makes it 13-12. So the Hawkettes can tie it up here. Kissinger serve, taking the middle back row. Hit over, but on control. Here's a shot by McCauley, partially tipped at the net. Slattery for the Irish. Pushed over by Byrne. Pushed back over by Hamburger. She couldn't really put up a set. She had a bad pass given to her, so she really couldn't do much with it. She just set it over, and it fell right in the middle of the floor. We're tied at 13. Kissinger served near side, passed over to Slattery. Backward set to Byrne. She just sets it over. Hamburger sets up. Swing hit coming up by Ernst. Back row save by Shelton, and then pushed over by Byrne. Now Hamburger with the set again. Far side this time. McCauley got it over the net. Dug out nicely by Torres for the Irish. Now the Hawkettes on the serve. McCauley again, partially tipped. Irish on the attack. Set up. Byrne got it through the blockers. Hamburger sets it up. Ernst over the middle. She just dinks it over, but it's saved by Sainer. And then set over by Torres, and it just falls in the far sideline. It looked like it was going to be wide, but it drops in, and it's 14-13 Irish here in game one, and they get the service back, and that's Samantha Byrne. So Byrne with the serve. Kissinger to Hamburger. Here's Ernst with the swing hit. Dug out back row, but it's going to go wide. So a nice hit there by Caitlin Ernst, and that ties it up at 14. We're in game one. This could be a little closer than some might have anticipated. Jump serve by Hamburger in the net. 15-14. Irish back up on top. And that Kerry Slattery, the 5'3 junior, now back to serve for the Irish. Both these teams lost seven matches in the regular season. Ernst over the middle. Big hit that time. Nice set by Hamburger. Caitlin was able to put her down, and it's tied at 15 now here in game one. Courtney McCauley back to serve now for the Hawkettes. Passed to Torres. Free ball over by Lawrence. Kissinger to Hamburger. Ernst over the middle. Another big kill. Two in a row for Caitlin Ernst, and that makes it 16-15 Hawkettes. They need to take advantage while she's up there at the net. Here's the serve by McCauley, and that one is going to be long. Tied at 16, and now Torres, Jenna Torres, back to serve for the Irish. We're at Hastings High. We're in the first round of Class C2 state volleyball action. Here's a set. Ernst set up now by the Irish. Cross court, back row save, nicely set up. Nicola, and it's dug out back row. Set up by Alberry, dinked over by Lawrence. Ernst was right there. She shoved it back in their face, and they can't save it. Nice job in the middle once again by Caitlin Ernst, and it's 17-16 St. Cecilia. She has been dominant at the net, but now she goes back to serve as Kitten checks back in at the front of the net, and a timeout called by the Irish. 16 for the Irish, 17 for St. Cecilia. Back in 30 seconds on AM 1230, KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Hastings High, 17-16. St. Cecilia and the Irish of North Platte St. Pat. St. Cecilia right now is down by one with Caitlin Ernst back to serve. Excuse me, they are ahead by one. We'll get that straight. Slattery sets it up. Bad pass. And the Hawkettes will be on the attack now. Set up. Here's a shot put across by Thomas. Now a nice pass over to Alberry. Alberry sets it over. Here's Nicola right through the blockers. Dug out. It's going to be a free ball over the net. Jump ball over the net. And the winner of the jump ball was Kitten for St. Cecilia. And they lead it 18-16 now. They're up by two here in game one as Caitlin Ernst back to serve again. She puts it in the net. 18-17, then she'll sit down, and Kissinger, the libero, will check in. And the tall Brittany Lawrence, a 6'3 tall, lanky sophomore back to serve for the Irish. She gets it to the near side. Kissinger. Hamburger sets it up. Shot put across by Thomas. Slattery in the back row saves it, digs it out, and it's free ball over by Byrne. Kissinger to Hamburger again, sets it up. And put over the middle was Kitten, but again, right there with the block was Alberry. They put it back over Lawrence in the back row. Slattery sets it up for the Irish. Alberry, cross court. Kissinger's there in the back. Dugout, set up. Nicola, big hit by Nicola. Morgan Nicola, the 5'9 sophomore, makes it 19-17 St. Cecilia. Back to serve now will be Molly Schutte. She's the 5'5 senior. She checks in to do the service for the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. They have had to scrap for this one. Slattery sets it up. Near side. Byrne blocked at the net, and they just can't dig it out. Oh, they did. And now a lift called on the Irish. What a break for the Hawkettes as it was being fought over at the net by Kitten and Hamburger, and somehow they snuck it over there, and it was then lifted by the Irish. 20-17, St. Cecilia. Free ball over, and it's going to be wide. A little bit of miscommunication on the Irish side. Nobody went after it, and when they did, they hit it wide. 21-17, so now the Hawkettes four away from game one. Nice serve to the middle. Slattery's going to have to chase it into the net. Just barely got, we're going to call it. Slattery tried to stay out of the net. She passed it wide. Byrne hit it wide. Timeout Irish. Hawkettes 22. The Irish 17. They're just three away. And we're back after this on AM 1230 KHAS. Back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
In game one here in Class C2 at Hastings High, 22-17, the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia needing three to wrap up the first game, and Molly Schutte doing a nice job at the service line. Alberry passes it to Slattery for the Irish. Near side, Byrne gets it over and got out of position. Libby Kissinger, the libero, took a dive for it, but her hit went underneath the net. 22-18 now, and back to serve. Shelton, here's Hamburger with the set. Near side, Nicola blocked by Alberry, and the free ball back over. The Hawkettes almost got caught by surprise, and then a bad hit by Samantha Byrne as she tried to hit it left-handed, and it went into the net, and it's 23-18. Hawkettes now needing two to wrap up game one, and Nicola back to serve now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Pass to Slattery, far side Irish on the tack, Alberry, Nicola on the back row, pass to Hamburger, bad set, was too close to the net, so they freeballed it over. Shelton sets it up, here's Alberry, she just kind of hit a soft one over, Hamburger in the middle row, hit over by Kitten, but come right back at her, and now McCauley puts it over, and it's mishit in the back row by Sainer, and it's 24-18, game point, St. Cecilia here in game one. Nicola back to serve now. Her serve taken in the middle of the back row. Slattery at the net, sets it up. Big hit by Byrne, but it's wide. And St. Cecilia wins game one, 25-18. So St. Cecilia's got one in the books, and we'll be back to Hastings High. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament over on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com and right here on AM 1230 KHAS. We'll take a 60-second timeout.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots, Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High. This game also being brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air in Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. Hey, Midwest Heating and Air in Grand Island. Well, it was St. Cecilia having to work hard for the first game. They pulled it out 25-18. And now the biggest key in that one was the net play. When Ernst was up front, they were able to get a little bit of breathing room, but when she came off the net, the Irish were making some runs there. Of course, I thought that McCauley and Kitten did a real good job, and Nicola, of course, did a real good job, but you can definitely tell. Of course, Caitlin on the year, 257 kills, but Morgan Nicola has 258, but the blocks, Ernst has 68 and Morgan has 24. But still, both players very dominant up front for the Hawkettes. So we've got one game in, best of five here. If they go to five, it's only to 15 in game five. We've seen that happen quite a few times already today here across the area between Grand Island and Hastings, hosting this year's, and I guess if I'm not mistaken, the next 2 years state volleyball tournaments is correct. They get it for another two more years. So they'll be here in the center for a while. All right, Irish serving first. Carrie Slattery, 5'3 junior, getting ready to start things off for the Irish. Hits the top of the net. Kissinger digs it out. Here's Ernst over the middle. Dug out into the net, and they save it. Slattery free balls it over for the Irish. Hamburger sets it up for Ernst again. Big swing hit. When she gets a good pass, watch out. And it's 1-0 St. Cecilia here in game number two. The winner plays tomorrow evening at 8:30, Grand Island Senior High, the late game in the semifinals. McClellan, the libero, takes the set, and a nice pass to Lawrence. And the tall girl hits a big kill over on the far side. We're tied at one here in game two. Torres back to serve now for the Irish. They're on the left, St. Cecilia on the right. Hamburger sets it up over the middle. Shot over by Ernst, but partially blocked back over. Thomas this time hits it over. Olivia Thomas in there for the Hawkettes. Irish on the attack. Lawrence in there. It's the block by Ernst. She timed it right. Lawrence dinked it over, and Ernst smashed it back down. 2-1. Hawkettes, here is the serve by McCauley. It's wide. Service errors. 2-2 here in game two. As checking in for the Hawkettes is Jordan Nicola, a 5'5 senior. Hamburger sets it up for Ernst, and her shot is in the near corner. Cross court hit, and it's 3-2 facing St. Cecilia, and she's in to serve now, back there to serve for Caitlin Ernst, the 5'9 senior. 3-2 St. Cecilia in game two. They're up one game to nothing. Taken in the middle of the back row. Slattery sets it up for the Irish. Byrne hits it over long. She tried to just kind of let it. She floated one over to kind of fall in the back row, and that didn't happen. Here's some other scores going on right now. Papain La Vista 25-12 over Millard West. Omaha Scud over Gretton at 25-18. SCOTUS 25-11 in their first set. And it was Sutherland over Burning Davenport 25-23. Stewart over Layton 26-24. 5-2, the point for the Hawkettes. While we were updating the scores, and back to serve is Ernst again. Ernst serve is hit out in the back dugout by the libero McClellan, and it's free balled over by the Irish. Set up, big hit by Nicola, dug out again. Ernst is there, she'll free ball it over. Dug out, chasing it down, and free balled over by Ernst. Set up by Slattery. Irish on the attack, Albury, it's blocked, dug back out. set up by Hamburger. Near side, Nicola, cross court, back row, McClellan. Slattery sets it up for Albury again. Blocked at the net, but nobody this time could get to it. And it's side out point for the Irish, and it's 5-3 in favor of the Hawkettes. All right, Candace Sheldon back to serve now for the Irish. Her serve, near side, Nicola passed to Hamburger, and then a nice hit by Kenton, and the Irish chase it down. Great save by Shelton in the back row. Set up, Nicola again. This time, Morgan gets the kill, and it's 6-3, St. Cecilia here in game two. Molly Schutte checked in to serve now for the Hawkettes. As I mentioned earlier, both these teams with 7 losses, one with 25 wins. That's Hastings St. Cecilia. Irish with 24 wins. At the net play, a little dink back and forth. Albury hit her shoulder. She went up to hit it and just mistimed it, hit her shoulder, and it goes out, and it's 7-3, St. Cecilia. Schutte serve. And a miss hit by Samantha Byrne on the serve. That'll be an ace serve. And a timeout Irish. 8-3, St. Cecilia with the lead here in game two. We're back in 30 seconds on 1230 AM KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Hastings High as the serve by Schutte getting ready here for Hastings St. Cecilia. They lead it 8-3 in game two, up one game to nothing. Slattery with the set. Here's a nice hit by Byrne across court. Samantha Byrne, the 5A junior, makes it 8-4, and the Irish will be serving. Albury back to serve, the 5'11 junior for the Irish. Nice hard serve. Taken by the libero, Kissinger. Set up by Hamburger. Cross court, Nicola, and we're going to have a net call against the Irish. Might have been Byrne there in the net. And it's 9-4, St. Cecilia serving up by 5 here in game two. Nicola back to serve. Nice serve, near sideline taken by Sainer. Set up and hit way wide by Braylon Sainer. And it's 10-4, St. Cecilia. A little bit of a easier run here in game two than it was in game one. It was back and forth in that one. Slattery to Kissinger, or excuse me, McLeod. And then just set over nice and softly by Kitten. The Irish dig it off the floor and get it back over. Here's McCauley, and she gets the kill in the back row. Courtney McCauley with the kill. She came in with 78 kills on the year. Makes it 11-4 now for the Hawkettes. Nicola serve in the middle of the back row. Slattery sets it up. Torres just free balls it over. Set up by Hamburger. Dinks it over. Dug out by Slattery. Torres again hitting the net. 12-4 now in favor of the Hawkettes as they're cruising here in game two after pulling out the first one, 25-18. It was a lot closer than that score indicated, though. Slattery with the set. Byrne partially tipped. Back row save. Nicola. Set up, shot put over in the middle by Kitten. Now the Irish on the attack. Byrne and the libero just got a fist on it. Kissinger dug out by the Irish. Here's Byrne again. That time dug out back row. And three times the Hawkettes got lucky. Good hits by Byrne. And the third time was a charm for Samantha. And it makes it 12-5 Hawkettes. And Samantha Byrne back to serve. And she gets an ace serve. As Libby Kissinger is having trouble. She had trouble with her hits, and then she had trouble with that serve. It's 12-6. Irish are down by 6, and there is an ace serve right in the corner. And again, over here on the near side, they're really picking a spot. It's 12-7, trying to get back into this. Hawkettes trying to take away the run here. Byrne serve again, same spot, but that one went long. That makes it 13-7, Hastings St. Cecilia, and their serving will be Libby Kissinger, the 5'5 senior, the libero for the Hawkettes. They're up 13-7. McClellan, Slattery. Here's Lawrence. Big hit. And just fisted by Nicola, and it looked like it was going to go wide. Slattery let it go for the Irish, and it fell right inside the sideline. 14-7. A nice big break there for the Hawkettes. Kissinger serves. Slattery sets it up. Lawrence again. Dinked it over. Hamburger sets it up. Shot by Ernst. Dug out in the near corner. Slattery just sets it over. Kissinger's there. Hamburger. Here's McCauley. Slattery. Lawrence over the middle for the Irish, and she powers one over the middle. And it's 14-8 now in favor of the Here comes the serve by the Irish. Here's a swing hit by Ernst, dug out here on the near side. Lawrence got it just over. Kissinger pancakes it, and it's free balled over by Ernst. Set up by Slattery. Lawrence again. This time she pounds it over. 14-9. The Irish making a run here in game two. Hawkettes on top. Back to service, Slattery again. Slattery serve, middle of the back row. Set up by Hamburger. Swing dink by Ernst, and it's set right back over by McCauley. Set up, Ernst again, partially tip. Slattery sets it up near side. Shelton, and then it's dug out. Hamburger sets it up. Ernst over the middle, and it's partially tipped, hit out the back row by Byrne, and nobody could get to it. It's 15-9 now, the Hawkettes. Leading here in game two. They won game one, 25-18. Hamburger serving now for St. Cecilia. Middle taken by McClellan. Set up. Here's Lawrence. Big hit by Brittany Lawrence, a 6'3 sophomore. It's 15-10. Good thing St. Cecilia got that lead build up, because they have not been able to get away from them. Here's the serve again by Torres. Kissinger, and she makes kind of just a straight up pass, so Nicola just free balls it over. Lawrence again. Saved by Kissinger, but nobody can get to it. Another kill by Lawrence, and it's 15-11. So they pulled within four now, the Irish, are making a big run here in the middle of this second game. And Jenna Torres back to serve again for the Irish. Soft serve over. Nicola Hamburger sets it up. Ernst dug out by Slattery, back over to the Hawkettes. Hamburger far side, this time hit out by Thomas, and it's 15-12. 6 foot junior Thomas's hit went a little too wide. Torres back to serve again now as they pull it in three. The Irish on the serve and on the attack. Set up, Hawkettes. There's Ernst, and that one she got in the far sideline. So that stops the run, and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes now lead at 16-12. McCauley back to serve. McCauley serve, almost an ace, dug out Slattery. Here's Albury, hits the net, goes wide. Albury sets it up, and then it'll be free balled over by Slattery. Kissinger sets it up near side. Nicola in the net, 16-13. Now the Irish are now down by just three. And Lawrence is back to serve. Lawrence's serve is in the net. 17-13, break for the Hawkettes. So the Hawkettes now. And Ernst is back to serve. They lead it by four here in game two. They won game one. Service over, taken in the middle. Passed over to Slattery. Byrne at the net. Blocked. Blocked by Thomas. And it's 18-13, the Hawkettes. Trying to put a little space in between them and the Irish right now. It's not been easy. Though this one has been a little bit easier than game one. Ernst with the serve again. Ace serve right in the corner as the Irish looked at it. Thought maybe it would be long, and it wasn't. 19-13. Timeout Irish. 19-13. St. Cecilia. We're back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here at Hastings High. Uh-oh. Well, we got to remember we have Stewart over Layton, 26-24 in Game 1 in D2, and in Class A, it was Pavilion La Vista over Millard West, 25-12. Here it's 19-13, the Hawkettes leading the Irish of Marplatte St. Pat's in Game 2. The Hawkettes won Game 1. Ernst doing the serving, and that one's long. 19-14, good timeout there by Coach Byrne for the Irish. And back to serve now will be Candace Shelton for the Irish. Hawkettes trying to wrap up, at least get a two-game to zero lead here. Hamburger, Nicola in the middle, blocked right back to her, right back over, and then stuffed by Albury. And it's 19 to 15 here. Hawkettes on time. Here's Shelton's serve again. This one's a deep one. Bad pass. Hamburger digs out of the net and free balled over by Kissinger. Slattery sets it up. Dinked over by Albury and a lift called on Thomas, and it's 19-16. Well, it was 25-18. St. Cecilia in game one. The Irish are trying to keep it close here. Shelton serve. Pass to Kissinger, and then Nicola hits one over softly. Back row McClellan set up, and then Byrne puts it over the middle. Nicola pushes it back over, Albury for the Irish, and then some miscommunication. McClellan takes a stab at it and gets into the net, so a break there for St. Cecilia makes it 20-16. And back to serve now is Molly Schutte, the 5'5 senior for the Hawkettes. Take it in the middle, pass to Slattery. Here's Byrne, she dinks it over, Nicola's there. Set up by Hamburger. Nicola, she puts it down, and it's 21-16. She's got another nice kill for Hastings St. Cecilia, and it's 21-16. Schutte's serve, near sideline pass to Albury, back to Byrne, cross-court hit. Dug out by Schutte, and Nicola puts it over. Back corner, pass to Slattery for the Irish. Here's Albury, off the blockers and down. And it's 21-17. And back to serve will be Albury for the Irish. Hawkettes need to put another stop here and get a couple points here. Here's a serve in the near corner. Passed by Hamburger and tried to get it over to Kitten, but she can't dig it out of the net. And it's another score for the Irish. 21-18. Set up this time for Morgan, but it's free balled right back over to Kitten. Set up, Nicola now, and it's deep. Her hit goes deep, and it's 21-19. And timeout called by Coach Van Kira as the Irish won't go away. 21-19 in game two, back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here in game two at Hastings High, Class C2. And we're getting some other scores, and we'll pass those along here in just a second. Albury serves for the Irish. They pulled within two, 21-19. Nicola hits it over, and it's hit nicely in the back row to Shelton. And Shelton's receive goes wide. It's 22-19. Nice kill by Nicola. And she's back to serve now. 22-19, St. Cecilia. Far sideline, Albury passes it wide to Byrne, and then Torres. Oh, my gosh, Torres, I thought she was going to hit at the net. It goes over the net and falls down right on the Hawkettes side, 22-20. Byrne back to serve for the Irish. It's a two-point lead for the Hawkettes. In game two, they won game one. and a receive into the net, and they're not going to be able to save it. Oh, they did save it. Nicholas saves it from the crowd. Back over, pass to Hamburger. And here's Kitten over the middle. Now the Irish. Lawrence off the blockers, dug out again. Kitten gets it over. Torres saves it for the Irish. Set in the back row. Hamburger sets it up for the Hawkettes. Near side, McCauley in the net. Well, each side had to make some great saves there. And it's 22-21. The Irish are within one. St. Cecilia was cruising in game two, and the Irish have come back. Kissinger to Hamburger. Kitten just sets it over. Here's Lawrence over the middle. She puts it down, and we're tied at 22. Well, St. Cecilia might have stepped off the gas a little bit with a big lead here in game two. Now they find themselves tied. Kitten, here's McCauley off the top of the net, dug out by Byrne. Torres is there, and then free balled over by Byrne. Back row, Nicola, Hamburger, middle, put over by Kitten. Slattery, Lawrence back over, and in the back line, 23-22 Irish. Timeout by the Hawkettes as the Irish have pulled back within one. We're back after this 30-second timeout on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, St. Cecilia was kind of cruising here in game two, but the Irish have come back. They lead at 23-22. Byrne's serve is long. That was a big break for the Hawkettes. We're tied at 23 here in game two. They won the first game 25-18. They were cruising early, and then all of a sudden the Irish came rushing back. McClellan, Slattery, Lawrence, she has been a big key. Dug out by Kissinger and then put over by McCauley. Pass to Torres. Torres, and it's wide. 24-23, and now St. Cecilia has a chance to win this second game. Looking like maybe they were going to get and lose it. Here's the serve by Kissinger. McClellan, Slattery. Here's Lawrence, blocked, and dug out in the far side. Free ball at the net, pushed back over by the Hawkettes. Slattery, Lawrence again, dug out by Kissinger. And then free balled by Schutte. They'll free ball it over. Great save by the Hawkettes. Set up for Lawrence again. In the net this time, blocked by Ernst, but it goes right down in front of him. Lawrence's hit. Boy, I tell you what, she is powerful up there. Her and Ernst going at it. We're tied at 24. Slattery serve. Pass to Hamburger. She sets it over. Dug out. Free ball back over by Shelton. Hamburger. Here's Ernst. Parsley Tipton. They can't get it in the back row. And it's 25-24. The Hawkettes now with the game point. They won game one. Trying to get game two, but it is a dogfight. Hamburger's jump serve. McClellan. Nice pass to Slattery. Here's Lawrence. Lawrence, soft one over. Nicola set up, far side Ernst, cross court, but long, 25 all. And that puts Jenna Torres back to serve for the Irish. Tied at 25 in game two. Soft serve over. Hamburger sets it up. Ernst over the middle, it's blocked. Back to Ernst. Hamburger again. Ernst over the middle again. Parsley tip, dug out by Torres. Slattery, free balled over by Lawrence. Kissinger's there. Hamburger sets it up in the net. Ernst puts it down on the near side. 26-25. St. Cecilia with their third game point here in game two. McCauley back to serve. Far corner, Byrne. Pass to Slattery for the Irish. Here's Albury. Blocked. Dug back out. Here's Lawrence now. She'll just set it over. Kissinger. Hamburger sets it up near side. Nicola with the kill. 27-25, St. Cecilia in game two. 25-18 game one, 27-25 game two. But that one was both of these games have been very close. Even though the first game was 7 points, it was a lot closer than that. This one here could have gone either way, but the Hawkettes pull it out, 27-25. So two down, and the Hawkettes will try to wrap it up in three. Irish will try to get back into it. You're listening to the Class C2 first-round state volleyball tournament live from Hastings High School on the web at hastingslink.com and on AM 1230 KHAS. We're back in 60 seconds.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225 45 ZR17 2XS and P235 40 R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Hastings High. Two games in the books, and both of them won by St. Cecilia. But I'll tell you what, it was not easy in game two, nor was it in game one. Game one, St. Cecilia 25-18, but in game two, 27-25, St. Cecilia. And there was times where St. Pat's had St. Cecilia on the ropes. And St. Cecilia got some breaks and was able to pull that one out, 27-25. And now they will try to wrap it up here in three. And Gretna is just defeated Omaha Scott in game two in Class B, so that's now at 1-1. Class A. It is Pavilion La Vista South up two games, 25-12, 25-7. And we'll give you some more here in a second. Here's the jump serve by Hamburger, taken by Byrne. Slattery. Lawrence here on the near side. It is blocked, but it goes out. And it is 1-0 Irish. In Class C1, SCOTUS over Ashland Greenwood, 25-11, 25-11. Here's the serve by Slattery. Pass to Hamburger for the Hawkettes on the attack. Ernst, and she got it off the block. Got the hit. It was partially blocked, but went out, and it's tied up at one. In D1, it was Sutherland 25-23 over BDS in the first set. There's an ace serve now as McClellan's hit by the Irish is an illegal hit. 2-1, St. Cecilia. McCauley back to serve now for the Hawkettes. McClellan again, this time passed to Torres, and then hit over nicely by Byrne. Set up. Here's Nicolon. She puts it down 3-1. They may not take their foot off the gas this time. And in D2, Stewart won the first one 26-24. Layton came back 26-24 in game two. So they're tied 1-1. Here's Lawrence's hit through the blockers and on the floor. So Lawrence comes back with a kill of her own for the Irish, and we're tied. It's 3-2. St. Cecilia. Jenna Torres serving for the Irish down by one. They're on the right side now as we look at it. Kissinger, the libero, passes it up. Here's Ernst, and Ernst hit, taken in the back row by Burns. Set up, Alberry on the near side, cross court. Kissinger's there. Hamburger sets it up for Nicola. Nicola got it right through the blockers as Lawrence and Shelton could not dig it out of the net. 4-2, St. Cecilia, and Caitlin Ernst back to serve now. Her service here on the near side, Alberry, bad pass. It went right over the net, and Thomas smashed it down. It's 5-2, Hawkettes. Hastings St. Cecilia try to wrap it up in three here and get into the semifinals tomorrow against Ord or Hardington CC. Slattery sets it up. Near side, Alberry. Cross court. And a nice dig by Hamburger, but they can't get it. It was a good save in the back by Jordan Nicola. She's a senior. She was in there playing the back row. Her hit went low, and they just couldn't dig it up. 5-3, St. Cecilia. Lawrence doing the serving now for the Irish. Dug out. Hamburger sets it up. Nicola hits it. Lawrence in the back row. Free ball. Dink right by Thomas again. That's two freebies she's got, and she's taken advantage of both of them. Olivia Thomas, the 6-foot junior, makes it 6-3. St. Cecilia here in game three. St. Cecilia up 2-0. Here's the serve by Schutte now. Burns sets it up. Here's Alberry. It hits the net. Four hits, 7-3 now in favor of the Hawkettes. They got an early lead last time. In fact, they were kind of cruising, and then the Irish came back and almost stole it away from them. Service taken in the middle, set up by Slattery. Here's a shot put over and partially tipped by Kitten, but then her hit goes straight to the floor, and it's 7-4. The Irish get the point. And back to serve is Shelton. Here's a bad pass. Hamburger tried to get the set, but Albury was right there on the other side, and she slammed it down. It's 7-5. Passing's been just a little rough on both sides here. Shelton with the serve again for the Irish. Kissinger, there's a good pass to Hamburger, and then softly put over by Nicola. Set up for Albury. Albury, she kind of tried to get it over the blockers. She did, and everybody else, too, as it flies out 8-5 now in favor of the Hawkettes. And back to serve will be Morgan Nicola. Nicola serve in the middle of the back row. Slattery up the net, but it was a free ball, jump ball over the center, and Kitten was right there. Erica Kitten, the 5'9 junior, she took advantage of it. We've had a lot of those where they floated over the middle of the net, and the Hawkettes have pounded them down. Nicola serve. And that is just in the back line. Ace serve, 10-5, St. Cecilia. Well, they kind of got a little comfy in that game, too, and almost lost it. Let's see if they just keep putting the pedal to the metal in this one. Here's another ace serve, almost saved by Albury. Slattery gets it over. Nice save by the Irish. Hamburger sets it up. Kitten got it through to the blockers, and they can't dig it out, and it's 11-5. The Hawkettes cruise it here again in game three. We said that in game two, and almost came back and haunted them. Served by Nicola. McClellan to Slattery. Near side, Byrne. Byrne soft over. Right there is Schutte. Hamburger sets it up. McCauley left hands it over. Byrne, back corner. Kissinger saves it. It'll be Kitten over the middle. She hits it into the net. 11-6, the Irish get the point and the serve. And back to serve will be Albury for the Irish. We're in game three, 11-6, in favor of the, Hawkettes, and the serve into the net for Albury, and that makes it 12-6 now, St. Cecilia. And Libby Kissinger, the libero, back to serve now for the Hawkettes. Slattery at the net with the set. Far side, Byrne blocked at the net by McCauley. Put right back over to Ernst, and then Kissinger's there. McCauley over the blockers this time. Free balled up, and it'll be free balled over by Shelton. Now the Hawkettes on the attack. Set, Ernst through the blockers and got it down. McClellan got a piece of it but could not dig it out, and it's 13-6, Hawkettes. St. Cecilia here in game three, timeout Irish, 13-6. The Hawkettes have a 2-0 lead. We're back in 30 seconds on AM 1230, KHAS.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Another update here in Class D1. It was BDS, Bruning Davenport Chicley, winning the second game over Sutherland, 27-25. That match is tied at one game apiece. Here, the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia has a 2-0 lead and a 13-6 lead here in game three, and they're with the serve on the left side. That is Kissinger. Slattery for the Irish with the set. Torres hits it over. It falls in the back row. Kissinger thought it was long, and it fell safely in the back row, and so it's 13-7. And Byrne now with the serve for the Irish. Nikoloff set up. Here's Thomas, and she is, oh, that was Ernst, and she was blocked by Lawrence. Lawrence with the stuff, and it's 13-8. Well, this is kind of where the Irish made their move last time. Let's see if they start making a move again here in game three. Byrne back to serve. That one's going to be deep, 14-8. And that will put Hamburger back to serve and Thomas back into the front net for the Hawkettes. Hamburger's jump serve, deep, and that one goes long, 14-9. So service errors aplenty here in game three. And Kerry Slattery back to serve now for the Irish. 14-9, St. Cecilia. There's another service there. That's three in a row, and it's 15-9. And back to serve is McCauley. Courtney McCauley with the serve. That one we get over. Slattery sets it up near side. Lawrence kind of took some off of that one and completely baffled everybody on the Hawkins side as they formed a campfire and watched it fall in the middle of them. It's 15-10. And Jenna Torres back to serve now for the Irish. Her serve is deep, but Kissinger's there. Pass to Hamburger. Nikola on the far side, outside hit in the corner. 16-10, Hawkettes. Here in game three, they're up 2-0. So now Ernst is back to serve for the Hawkettes. And that one goes in the net, and it's 16-11. It's raining service errors here at Hastings High in game three. Lawrence back to serve now for the Irish. Her serves an ace, 16-12. So the Irish trying to get back into it here. 16-12, here comes the serve by Lawrence. Middle of the back line, Hamburger to Thomas. Now the Irish on the attack. Near side, Albury blocked. Nice block by Thomas and Kitten. Kitten with the block, and it's 17-12 in favor of the Hawkettes. And Schutte back to serve. Taking the middle of the back row. Slattery, Byrne, got it through the blockers and down. And it's 17-13. Irish staying close again, just like they did the first two games. And now Shelton back to serve for the Irish. Floats it over back row. Kissinger pass to Hamburger. Here on the near side, Nikola got it off the blockers and down. And it's 18-13, St. Cecilia. And if they could just run two or three off here, there might be a little more breathing room here. Here's Nikolaus with the service. Morgan, Slattery at the net. Here's Byrne. Big hit by her, but it's partially touched by Nikola and goes out. And it's 18-14. They just can't get a run going. And Albury back to serve again for the Irish. She floats it over deep, and Kissinger mishits it. It's an ace serve, and it's 18-15. Here we go again. And Albury back to serve for the Irish. Right back in the near corner. Set up a Hamburger. Shot put over by Kitten, and she got it down, and it's 19-15. Hawkettes. Now we'll see if St. Cecilia can just get a few points in a row here. They've not been able to just put any distance between them. They're up by four, but they just keep coming back. Here's a serve. Slattery sets it up for the Irish. Byrne pushes it over. Set up a Hamburger. Ernst, partially tipped, dug out. Slattery, here's Torres. Torres just sets it over. McCauley's there. They set it up for McCauley. McCauley, it's blocked at the net and pushed right back in their face. And it's 19-16. There you go again. They just can't get a point when they're serving. It's all been on the defense. Byrne back to serve. 19-16, Irish. Trailing by three with the serve. And there's a deep serve taken by Nikola. Hamburger, McCauley on the far side. Back row pass to Slattery. Lawrence over the middle. Partially tipped and nobody went after it. 19-17. Here come the Irish again. Kind of a repeat of game two, where St. Cecilia was kind of comfortably ahead, and here came the Irish. Another ace serve as McCauley can't bring it up. 19-18, timeout Hawkettes. The Irish are coming back again. We're in game three. Hawkettes up 2-0 back after this 30-second timeout. AM 1230 KHAS.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Hastings High as, once again, St. Cecilia, just like in game two, where they had quite a lead. And then here came the Irish, and right now it's a one-point game. St. Cecilia on top, of the Irish serving and on the attack. Byrne, but then she serves it way long, and that was a big break for the Hawkettes, 20-18. And now Hamburger back to serve. See if they can just get a couple of points in a row here. They've struggled that here in the latter part of these last two games. Slattery sets it up. Lawrence, dug out by Kissinger, set up. Here's McCauley, blocked, dug out again. Back row set over by Nicola. Slattery, Lawrence again. Oh, the big hit was missed. The Slattery set it up, but the timing was wrong. 21-18 break for the Hawkettes. 21-18, St. Cecilia. Hamburger back to serve again. Her jump serve near the back row. Slattery sets it over. Kissinger digs it out. Hamburger sets it up. McCauley on the outside, and it is tipped out. Tipped out by McClellan, 22-18. Now, that's, well, just got what we wanted. Now we'll see if they can keep going here as Hamburger drops back to serve. Again, her third serve in a row. McClellan in the net. Lawrence saves it. Set up by Hamburger. Near side, Thomas. Slattery, bad pass, Torres sets it over, and they can't get it out of the net. St. Cecilia hits it into the net. Kitten took a dive. It was a set that went along the net out of a bad angle. 22-19, Slattery back to serve for the Irish. 19 serving 22, set up. Here's Thomas over the Ernst over the middle, and it is in the far sideline. They thought it was wide, 23-19, and now St. Cecilia just needs two to wrap up this match. McCauley back to serve for the Hawkettes. Deep, McClellan, Slattery, near side, Lawrence, blocked and in the back row. Great block by Ernst and Thomas, and it's match point, 24-19 for St. Cecilia. McCauley serve, far corner, McClellan. They're going to have to free ball it over. On the attack for the match, here's Nicola. It is good, and they win it in three. St. Cecilia wins it in three. 25-18, 27-25, 25-19. And Hastings St. Cecilia goes on to the semifinals tomorrow night at Grand Island Senior High, an 8:30 match against Ord or Hardington CC. We'll wrap it up right after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to 1230 AM KHAS.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, St. Cecilia wins it in three. It wasn't easy. They won the first set 25-18, and that was a lot closer than the score indicated. Second set, 27-25. That easily could have gone to the Irish. As they had a lead, and the Hawkettes did, and then the Irish came storming back. And then it was back and forth, and they just had a break there. The Hawkettes did and got that game. And again, they were cruising along, and then here came the Irish. But this time, St. Cecilia did not let up, took the third set 25-19. They win it in three, and they'll play either Ord or Harvard. Hastings, St. Cecilia wins it in three, 25-18, 27-25, 25-19 over the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. I'm Mark Baldwin. Have yourself a great evening, everyone.
You've been listening to State High School Volleyball Action on the stations of Platte River Radio. For results and updated brackets, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. A proud sports presentation of Platte River Radio.